Hello, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your nation and the community. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Are you probably going to vote? And 50-50 chance?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
25.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Multi-ethnic Asian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November 2024 and a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Can I choose moderate? But I'll take Independent if I can't.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that?
It just feels like the world, or our country is just faced with civil unrest. No one is happy. We're hardly making money, hardly able to make ends meet. The quality of life has been diminished in this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ramona, please. Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? Inflation and the economy, climate change and the environmental issues, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or gun regulation and reform?
Inflation and the economy,
mm-hmm.
Healthcare costs,
mm-hmm.
Protecting abortion, those are my top three.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Mostly disapprove.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about racial relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Okay, thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism and discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you do not feel warm or cold. You can use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is the NAACP.
No opinion.
Okay.
Over that.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Strongly dislike.
Sorry?
I strongly dislike him because I got lost in the numbers.
Yes, on the scale from 0 to 100, 100 means that you feel very favorable, and 0 means that you do not feel, you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50,
okay.
That's neutral. You can use any number between 0 and 100.
Okay, 40.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
75.
Okay, Donald Trump?
20.
The Leadership Conference of Unhuman and Civil Rights?
0.
Taylor Swift?
70.
Kamala Harris.
60.
And the Democratic Party.
70.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried. Very worried.
Very. Okay. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. American democracy is under major threat now. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. America is on the path to another civil war.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative actions programs designed to increase the numbers of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school's library can carry. And statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBT+. Which statement do you agree with most? The first one or the second one?
Second one.
The second one, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5, it is somewhat important, and 0, you do not think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Free and fair elections.
10.
Okay. Strong military.
9.
Secure borders.
9.
Okay. A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Quality K through 12 education.
10.
Religious freedom.
10.
Traditional family values.
5.
Affordable health care.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5, somewhat agree, and 0, you do not agree with this statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Every children in America should have what prepares them for the future, for the better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. On a scale from 0 to 10, do you agree or disagree?
10.
Thank you. America's democratic institution have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
10.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again. Please rate your level of motivation on voting next year's presidential elections on November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you do not feel motivated at all, and 10, that you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel you feel was the most responsible for you to change in this motivation?
Inflation, economy. Actually, you lost me. I don't know what to answer.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, somewhat conservative, or very conservative, or moderate?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religion services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever?
Once or twice a year.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.